Check.
Hello?
That sounds about right.
Check.
You're probably talking significantly louder than that.
Probably!
It's Marta, this is Rose.
Yes, Rose, do you get corn on the buffet, the Billy Mays corn on your buffet tonight?
I'm sorry, sir, what did you say?
The buffet, the Billy Mays corn. Do you have corn on the buffet?
Corn?
Yeah, Billy Mays corn. Rose?
Yes?
Do you guys have the Billy Mays corn on the buffet?
No, I don't think we have that on here. Let me go dead check and see what they put out. I think we have boiled corn, but
if you got boiled corn, so do you have the Ed McMahon nuggets?
Hang on just a moment. We do have boiled corn on there.
You have boiled corn?
Uh-huh.
What about Ed McMahon nuggets?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you have the David Carrots, Adine? Rose?
Yes.
How are you doing today? Who's the next celebrity that's going to pass away, do you think?
Who is this?
Johnny.
Johnny who?
Johnny, be good to yourself and take care of yourself, otherwise you'll die like Billy Mays. Rose? Rose?
Now hit that theme music!
Hey, let me ask you kids a question.
What's the podcast? It's always funny. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
What's the podcast? It's never running. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
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 Whoop-de-doo. Greetings, everyone. We have a lot of stuff to cover on this fantastic, jam-packed episode of the Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo!
Like what?
I'm the host, Jesse Perry.
Jesse Perry.
As always, is the Fungineer, Mr. Mark Anunson.
Mark Anunson.
The talent, Mr. Sean Parrott.
That's me.
And our very special guest, Mr. Charles Ives.
Oh, man.
Welcome, Charles.
Man, go to thedeaddead.com for more Charles Ives.
That's right. The Dead Dead live in studio. We're going to be playing a new song from them. Maybe an in-studio live performance?
What? Let's that sounds not. Impossible.
Let's hope not.
I have put them on the spot.
We could sing Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Acapulco.
While they are carving instruments, we're going to be going... We have a very special announcement. This is episode 46.
Whoa.
This is the fifth to last
Yay.
Mangy Dog Radio Hour Whoop-de-doo.
What? Are we quitting?
We will be wrapping this up after episode 50.
Oh.
50 great shows. what a great time.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
Winding it down.
Wrapping it up. And coasting on CD and DVD sales.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
On an island.
On bad boy.
Somewhere. But we're so glad to be here. Since our last show, we've had a lot of people die.
Yes.
A lot of famous deaths.
Yes. My uncle, dead.
Your uncle, mm-hmm. Sean's uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle dead.
Fred Travelina.
Who knows?
Yep, him.
Beloved 80s impressionist, Fred Travelina.
Yeah.
He taught us all how things went a little something like this.
Uh-huh.
And I think it went a little something like this.
Fred Travelina, ladies and gentlemen. Spot on, Mark.
I did it.
Spot on, Mark.
I did it.
Now, obviously, the big death. I don't know if you guys heard about this. Michael Jackson passed away.
What?
You were at your uncle's funeral when this happened.
Michael Jackson?
Yes.
What did he die of?
He had a severe drug overdose.
He had a drug overdose.
Oh, no.
and heart attack.
Oh, no.
And a car to dad arrest.
Oh, no.
I have forgotten how to speech.
What? Speak.
But,
well, that's sad.
Yeah. It was pretty hard.
If you have been near a computer, you've read, seen about 4 million jokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's already become hacky in record time, and the Friars Club of New York has convened a special meeting, and Mark and Sean are kind enough to be hopping on a plane right now and going, they're even making plane sounds, leaving just me and Charles here in the studio. So let's go to the Friars Club to retire the already hacky Michael Jackson's dead bit. Guys, take it away.
Oh man, where are you?
Yeah. Hey Sean, we're here at the Friars Club today.
Yes, we are.
A very special
we decided to retire the hacky bit of Michael Jackson dead jokes.
Yeah, Michael Jackson's dead.
And I do believe, coming from the background.
There's the bit. There's the bit. There is the bit. He's walking up to the podium right now. And he's almost there, and he's almost...
He is wearing a white glove.
He's on the dais. He's on the dais. He's got white socks, black shoes. And he's there.
Hey, everybody. How you doing, everybody? Hi. Have you heard Michael Jackson died? Anybody know this?
What?
Anybody heard this? Anybody ever heard of this at all? You guys ever heard of Michael Jackson? You guys like music? Anyway, MJ died. I guess his heart beat it. Because that's one of the songs. Hey, he fingered kids. Webster, Bubbles, Macaulay Culkin. Good night, everybody.
Oh, right. And the hacky joke is making his way backstage. Sean, I've never seen anything this quick.
Oh, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. It's almost an immediate retiring, but he earned it. He had a long, strange career, a long, beautiful career. Let's just send it up to the rafters. That's what I say.
All right. As it's going up to the rafters, and as it's making its way up, the bit is back to make one final announcement.
First of all, I can't believe you tied me to the rafters as I'm trying to give this speech. Ow! My neck hurts! But
tonight,
I consider myself the hackiest bit on the face of the earth. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, and the bit, I believe we hung the bit on the rafters. Mm-hmm. And Sean, we need to get back on this plane and get back to the whoop-de-doo.
Yeah!
Guys, thank you very much. They've appeared to hit some. They're in a dogfight over Missouri.
Hey, we're back.
Oh, man.
Hi.
That's an amazing adventure.
Whew.
Thank you, guys. I know you guys are worn out from your insane flight.
Exhausted.
For some reason, featured gunfire.
Exhausted.
Well, it's dangerous out there.
Yeah.
I know that Charles has been waiting here patiently for the Dead Dead's new song. Uh-oh.
It's true. Uh-oh.
Sean, Charles, toss a coin and give the nice people some background.
Charles, tell them all about it. Charles wrote this song, by the way.
It's fantastic.
Only on the Radio Hour Whoop-Dee-Doo.
Whoop-Dee-Doo.
This is The Dead Dead with Buddhist Morse Code.
What is important about the window? What's there, but what is not there? But that's as good as Morse code.
Ding, 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 ding.
Somewhere in a rehearsal space in Florida.
Mr. Johnson, the next auditioner is here.
Thank you, Charles Ives. Bring them in. Hi. Hey. Hi. My name is Sean, and I will be auditioning to you today. As you know...
Howdy-do.
Oh, well, howdy. I love your hat. It's very nice. Hi. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Okay. What I'm going to do, as you know, Billy Mays is unfortunately... He's passed away.
Hello.
I know.
Good.
I know. It's very sad.
Hello.
And I want you guys.
Yes.
I want you guys to be our next pitch man. I want to see who's next.
Yes.
So, Mr. Wait. What are your names? What's?
Hello. I'm Walter Cornish, paid celebrity product endorser and star of the stage and screen.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Cornish.
I would like to take this opportunity to audition for the Billy Mays product line seen on local cable companies across the great state of United States of this country, America.
Well, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. That you're going to get that opportunity today. And also, what is your name, sir?
My name's Colonel Jebediah Bartholomew Tiberius Parker the 14th, and I'm crazy, and I'm rich, and I got a mouth, and I want to sell something.
Okay, fantastic. Guys, okay, I'm going to give you... I'm going to give you each a chance. Guys, start with OxyClean. Mr. Cornish, let me hear your OxyClean. Let's hear it.
Hello, I'm Walter Cornish, paid celebrity product endorser and star of the stage and screen. When I'm all dirty and roughed up after a hard day's work on the set, what I like to do is go home and OxyClean something. Not just anything. I like to OxyClean my hardwood floors. I like to OxyClean my goldfish. I like to OxyClean everything. And remember, if you'd like to get your hands on a set of this OxyClean, check your local grocer's freezers today.
Thank you very much. That was great. And let's hear what you got, Mr. Parker. Let's hear OxyClean.
Whoa, he's good.
Thank you, Mr. Parker. Your professionalism is something I haven't seen since the 1920s. Make that the 30s. Wait a minute. I've never seen anyone as professional as you, and it's an honor to be in your presence, and thank you for your service to this country. Next thing I'll be pitching, Mr. Sean.
Awesome Auger. Cornish. Awesome Auger.
Wait a minute. Lovers, my name's Colonel Jebediah Bartholomew. You heard me say it at the start. Look, you dirty bastard, use OxyClean. I use it. I do meth. I sit in my own filth. I'm a naked a lot. I need chemicals. So do you, you dirty freak. Bye. Give me money. Thank you.
Mr. Johnson, you have a call on line two.
I do. Well, I guess that means I can leave this room.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Mr. Cheap, and I'm here to tell you some great ways to save money by reusing items in your own home for big savings. Here's a riddle. What's red and white and blue all over? I'll give you a hint. It ain't Mexican. That's right, it's the American flag, goddammit. And if you don't like it, you can go to hell and hang out with Michael Jackson. Well, it's almost the 4th of July, and that means it's time to celebrate the greatest country on earth ever, America! Let's read some questions. This one's from Rod Stewart in Arkansas. Mr. Cheap, in these times of economic stress, I find it hard to make the holidays fun for my kids. I want to cook out, but I can't afford a grill. What should I do? Well, Rod, first of all, your name sounds familiar. Second, have you ever heard the phrase, "It's so hot you could fry an egg on the street"? Turns out it's true. Simply find the closest piece of hot pavement, slap some meat on it, and watch it sizzle. That's what she said. This question's from Ron Wood in Kentucky. Mr. Cheap, I want to make some red, white, and blue jello for American freedom, but I don't know how. There's kind of an erection theme on the show today. First Rod and now Wood. What's next? As for the jello, here's a tip from Mr. Cheap. Sugar-free jello is for pussies. What's more American than being fat? Other than subjugating people who aren't white, nothing. Now for our last question. This one's from Hard Wang in New Jersey. Mr. Cheap, I'm a Chinese American, and I want to celebrate both my heritage and my family's adopted home with fireworks. But I'm wondering if you have any safety tips I can give to my kids. Of course I do, Hard. Always keep a bucket of water around in case of fire. Also, and this is one I learned the hard way, don't insert a bottle rocket into your penis. Ever. It seems like a good idea when you're drunk and all your friends are around, but it isn't. The spark and the flame, they burn your penis and then you cry. Even years later, when you're all alone at night and you just look at it, it makes you cry. To find out more about freedom, visit mangydog.com. I'm Mr. Cheap, and don't forget, if you reuse, nothing is nothing, because everything is something.
Mark
gets angered. He gets really angry. Yeah, well, I just don't want him to be angry at me. Mark can be a real bastard.
Well, fuck
no
up,
making
Les.
Me angry.
How about this? Fuck up, Les.
Well,
and maybe, see, this is why the show was ending.
Yeah.
We're done.
Give it up for Mr. Cheap, by the way. Mr. Cheap,
oh, man. That was good.
Did a fantastic job there. So glad that he...
Charles Ives, everybody. Charles Ives.
Charles Ives.
Let's have a word from Charles Ives.
Charles, how you doing?
Nothing is ever wrong with me.
I like how we're sitting together and he's kind of off in the corner.
I like to think that he is in his own invisible office. I can't even touch him.
Oh, yeah, he's my secretary.
He's method. He's in his cubicle now.
Charles, would you file this for me?
My girlfriend made me get a file drawer.
That's actually true.
Wow. It's true.
You said
it's actually riveting.
She's a real adult.
That's harsh. That's harsh.
We're sorry to hear that.
You know, as the time of the Wookiee's winding down, I'm reminded of all kinds of great things.
Like what?
But one thing that I'm not reminded of is what we're going to do next.
Yeah?
So I was wondering if you guys had any ideas. Yeah. Any funny songs?
Yeah.
What if we...
What if we did...
what if... Yeah, you should do that.
Feed me my lines.
Give me the You mean you don't have Jeffrey Ingram memorized?
Just once. Can I prove my pants in silence as I run through the night? Guys, I'm sad we're ending this podcast.
Well,
I'm a little disappointed.
I think it's pretty clear that the well has run dry.
What?
The world has run dry.
Does that really happen to wells? Never, are there ever people in their houses and they've got water from a well and all of a sudden they don't have water anymore?
It happened to Orson Welles.
Hey, happened to Wells Fargo.
They aren't even around anymore.
Yay.
Happened to Donna Wells.
Now here's Sam Elliott.
Robots. My iPod bit me, my DVD hit me, my car alarm turned on, it shit me. Now I'm doing the poopy dance, cause robots made me poop my pants. Robots, rise, take control, remote control of the human soul. Electric sockets in my armpits, my brand new jeans smell like dog shit. My dirty old sneakers have a USB. That's how robots controlling me.
Robots rise and take control, remote control of human soul. Robots rise and take control, remote control of the human soul.
Yeah, robots made me poop my jeans. Scary robots that I'm making a scene. They've got lasers and metal jaws. They're killing my whole family, y'all. They made a whore out of my sister. Now every robot in town has kissed her. They hit my dad with a log.
Rise and take control, remote control of the human soul.
Robots rise and take control, remote control of the human soul.
The satellite dish makes me twitch. Robots store up all of my piss. Keep it in cans, use it as oil. Human pee, sparks tin foil. Robots smash up my commode. Now I have no place to go.
Robots rise and take control, control of the human soul.
Robot, poop your pants.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Man.
The Wolf and the Walrus.
The
who
wolf
are those guys?
And the Walrus. I don't know who these guys are.
I don't know.
They're really talented.
I got their cassette in the mail, but they're fantastic with their great new song, Robot Poop.
Yeah, it's about if robots took over the world, they wouldn't like make humans their slaves. They would just make them not be able to poop where they want to poop.
Now, true. How do you know that?
A little robot told me. hold the phone.
I defy anyone to say that this episode didn't happen. Man, what an incredible treat this has been.
Hey.
We really talked about dead people, played some great songs. Charles Ives, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
We're going to go around the room and talk about where we might be performing next or where we're just going to be sitting around next. Let's start with our wonderful guest, Mr. Charles Ives. Charles, are the will the dead be playing anywhere soon?
That's true. We will be playing the 30th at Dan McGinnis.
July 30th.
July 30th. Awesome.
Yeah. Dan McGinnis, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll have an evil slideshow.
Yep. And
wow.
And other things like a metal meter.
And yeah.
Other fun things.
That's going to be awesome. Go to Dan McGinnis, July 30th here in Nashville. We're the dead live.
Yeah, and go to thedeaddead.com for more dead dead.
Thedeaddead.com. Now, the Fungineer, Mr. Nutson, where are you going to be? What are you doing?
I might go to Springwater tomorrow night.
Ooh. Really?
If I'm awake.
Pretty excited.
No, don't go.
Go.
I like the host. I like the MC.
I like the host.
It's pretty hot.
I mean, I would like to see you there, but I wouldn't recommend it. Your girlfriend will be there?
Yeah, she'll be there. She's very friendly.
Awesome.
What?
Well, team listeners, come on down.
Hey.
This will probably happen already before.
Yeah, definitely.
Hop back in time and see Charles' friendly girlfriend.
Yeah.
She is very friendly. That's true.
She's very friendly.
Here she has a cabinet.
Well, I'll be appearing at the Asheville Comedy Festival on July 17th.
Oh,
damn it. Congratulations to Sean Barrett.
And fame and fortune will follow.
Of course.
Absolutely. They always do.
That's it. That's all I have.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Jesse, now where can I catch
you? What are you
your,
doing,
well,
Jesse?
I'm hosting the Springwater thing, but that's already done.
Oh.
Are you sure?
But I think I'm doing it again August 5th.
Oh. Yeah, that's a Wednesday.
And if we don't have another podcast by then, that'll be kind of sad.
We'll have it by then.
August 27th through 30th, I'll be down in Chattanooga for a week at the Comedy Catch.
Man. Is that like, are you featuring for Gary Dahl there?
No.
Are you headlining?
No. I will not be featuring neither first nor second. I will be merely a feature / MC two-man show.
Whoa.
Who's headlining that?
$50 extra.
Oh!
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. This just in, bitch! With the very funny Ron Schock.
Whoa,
that guy's so funny.
Be a good time. It's okay. He was friends with Bill Hicks.
Oh my God, that guy's legend.
Childhood friend of Bill Hicks.
Legend.
He has cred.
Legend.
He has cred. Repeat. He does have cred.
I once saw Michael Jackson on the television.
Ed McMahon.
Donnie Brasco.
Now, on behalf of Farrah Fawcett's engorged anus.
And
on behalf of Michael Jackson's disgorged anus. On behalf of Ed McMahon's bloated anus. And on David Carradine's stretched out taint.
Wow.
And on Fred Travellina's anonymity. This has been the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. What to do, episode 46. Four more to go. See you next time. Goodbye, everybody.
No.
Hey, Sean.
Oh, hey, Mark.
Glad you could come over.
Oh, man, are we going to do that Farrah Fawcett song?
Yeah, the big news was Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah.
We're going to do that song, but we had even bigger news happen.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Hit it.
Well, actually, Sean, I already hit it. I already started the music.
Well, that's all right.
But do you even know what the news is?
No. What's the news?
Sonic.
What?
Has Bundt Cake Sundays.
Bundt Cake Sundays? Is you serious?
That's what she said.
What?
Hey!
Bundt Cake Sundays. Bundt Cake Sundays. Bundt
Sonic's like a festive queen from a sweaty dream. Bundt Sit down on my can I get
Sundays.
A number one?
Bundt Cake number one with a tox and a coke.
What you eat. Don't go around gaining too much weight.
Too late.
I love the sonic shakes. The blasts are a blast. But give me one thing, yeah, I got to have. Sonic's got a bun cake sundae.
It goes great with a number one.
Number one, so good, so good.
Bun cake sundae. Bun cake sundae. Bun cake sundae. Bun cake sundae. Bun cake. Sunday, bunt cake, sun.